This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links.
But I want to get into this book a little bit and your concept of human chess.
Right.
And of course, it sounds like strategy to me.
Right.
So what is the concept of human chess?
Well, I'll give you an example. Barack Obama, right? I talk about this in the book. So Barack Obama, he had to be a chess player to become the president of the United States. What did he do? He's a constitutional lawyer, right? So he went to Iowa. He campaigned only in Iowa. Only in Iowa. He got name recognition in Iowa. But he understand as a constitutional lawyer, if he get the nomination in Iowa, then all other 52 states, all 50 states was in play. Hillary is used to being the presumptive nominee. You win Iowa, you win New Hampshire, and it's a wrap.com. What he did was he disrupted the entire political system. And then by that time, once he won, he immediately galvanized the entire media. They said, this man, a black man, won Iowa? Never done before, right? So he started getting unlimited amount of free press. They were just giving him press, press, press. And when he became a rock star. And all of us know that white folks are fanatical. You know, They see Michael Jackson, oh my God, they faint. They see Prince, oh my God, they faint. Now here this man is becoming a Prince and a Michael Jackson of the political arena, right? Now he's getting free press and everything. And then another slick thing that he did was that was a good human chess move. He got with Mark Zuckerberg, the dude that owned Facebook at the time. He allowed him the first time ever to put donation buttons on every one of all of us. I gave $2. $2 times a billion people raised him to $2 billion. Now he got more money than the Republican Party. Now he's a serious candidate. And everybody switched from Hillary to him, but it took him a while. So she won New Hampshire quite naturally because, you know, we got to do it. But by the time that they ran, you got a 48-year-old man against a 60-year-old woman, and they running the entire country. Who going to become fatigued first? She became fatigued. She started saying she's seeing people shooting at her and tripping and stuff like that. And what he did was he kept on raising money. He went over to Europe. He's already a rock star. He made himself a rock star, and he became pronounced. Then he started going to foreign countries, and he started looking like a diplomat, like he was a foreign diplomat. Then he came back to the United States, and when he finally won and beat Hillary and got the nominee, and he went against McCain, it was easy for him to beat him. You started seeing him spend $2-3 million for an hour commercial, sitting behind the Oval Office like the thing, showing the America, hey, look, an African-American man can be the president. And he never became the angry black man. And, you know, that was very strategic, and that was human chess. How did you get to become a president and you don't have no money? We know money rules this. He was the first one to break the Da Vinci Code. Small donations. Now look at Kamala Harris. But she made $100 million off of small donations.
Well, she had big donors, and some of them gave. She played the game of momentum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To where...
Human chess, right?
Yeah, human chess for sure, because she used and leveraged the news of 40,000 black women, 100,000 black men, 100,000 white dudes. They only raising like 1 to 2 to 3 million, but she already got the war chest from Biden, but she needs to make it seem like it's a people's movement.
Right.
So yeah, she definitely playing chess on how she leveraged the money she get from the people. That's small. The money she gonna get from Silicon Valley and all of those other big players, that's the money that controls.
Right. Let me tell you how I play chess. So you remember when I was on All of My Albums? So what I did was I did a movie called Pimpology. And on there I said, I am the intro and outro man for all rappers. I dispersed that rappers, that movie throughout their crews. Jermaine Dupri called me, this was in 2000, and said, Ken, I want to be on your album. So I called Instruction. On there I said, www.pimpkin.com. Then I said, the next one, I said, www.pimpkin.net. I know Jermaine Dupri, this is the chess move. He was the main dude. He just did a song with Jay-Z, Money and the Thing. So I knew he was the target. I targeted him. I hung out where he hung out at. Eventually, he picked me. And then once he picked me, then Too Short came. Then Lil Jon came. And on all of my albums at www.pimpkin.net, sell it to a drip drop wet. So all that was sending people to my website. That was the chess move up. And also was giving me a household name. Then I did the thing with 50 Cent, P-I-M-P. Right now, that's at 1 billion views on YouTube. And I said, 50 Cent, can I say my name? He said, yeah. I said, Pimpin' Ken said, don't down him, crown him. So you know what I'm saying? I was playing chess and I was making myself a household name and I was building my brand, even though I know it was taboo. It was a negative brand, but over a period of time, the succession of repetition, eventually people started to digest it and it became acceptable. But you know, a lot of guys don't have that type of game. And that's what I'm trying to teach in my book, man. Just like I can do it for, you know, being on 50 Cent, have people pay me hundreds and hundreds of thousands, get Simon Schuster, give me $250,000 for that book. I can, you know, make myself a household name. You can do it without no money. I didn't pay them. They paid me. You know, some of them I did it for free. But they allowed me, Lil Jon, we did 8 million. Imagine www.pimpkin.net, sell it to a drip job wet, to 8 million just on his albums alone. What we did, about 4 million on Too Short. We did, I did 5 of Pimp C albums, another maybe 10 or 15 million. I did 50 Cent, Sabrina Baby Boy, more millions. I'm talking on these albums, you know, and that's how I was able to propel myself into success and propel myself into a national household name. And, you know, that's just chess. So that's why I try to teach you. But, man, you don't need no gun. You don't need no all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? We got on, this is Patek, man. That's 2 Pateks. They said if you wear Patek in the hood downtown L.A., you lose 20,000. We just lost 40 G's, didn't we? You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to say, man. You don't need all that crazy stuff, man. You know, Rolls Royce, gold Rolls Royce, all off of classes, you know, influence classes. And that's why I want to introduce my man Goldie to you. You know, I know you probably have some more questions, or you know, if you want him.
Oh, the goal is to provide game and knowledge for all of those right. That's listening. Right. You feel me? So anybody can tap in as we're having these conversations, but. I really want to get into, now that you got YouTube, how did y'all connect, number one, if we get that brief? But then two, you know, what is the game that you share? Because I hear him, he giving strategies and tactics. And essentially, it sounds like, you know, you teaching the way that you think to others so that they can think outside the box and have alternative moves to make other than being in the street.
Yeah, see, what we do is, you know, because in the game, what they say, we call them squares. Why? Because they think it's out of a box, right? So what we teaching individuals is how to think outside the box, right? And since we're on high-level conversations, what I really teach, what we really teach is this, right? Your frequency is what you frequently see, right? Whatever state of frequency you at is what you're going to see. If you're in a low-frequency state, you're going to see problems. You're going to see how it's not going to work. You're going to see how your life is not going to work out. When you're in a high-frequency state, you see solutions to your problems. You see how it's going to work. You see how you can obtain things. So what we teach is this. Get down to the base of it, right? And have tools to raise your frequency, right? If you're in a low frequency state, don't think about your life. You're going to get depressed. Have these tools to raise your vibration, raise your frequency so you can see solutions. So that's where we start. It's the game about self. You know, and the number one thing in our course, the first module is self-love, right? Being able to speak from power and to lead comes from self-love, but a lot of people are missing that. They're trying to spray perfume on bullshit, right? But you got to get yourself right before you can lead anybody else, right? How can you control outward things if you can't control yourself? Right? Energy, clarity, and willpower is what you need to succeed. And all of these things that people do, that's why we talk about cutting out the vices. all these vices, all these things that you do are lowering your willpower, your clarity, and your energy, which you need to be successful. So we take it down to the human being, the man first, and coming back to the building blocks.
So let me ask you, is it, cause part of the aspect of what y'all present is the lifestyle, right?
You got the number one, and the getting glasses. Chose with your mouth closed. You talk about manipulation.
Chains, everything.
The number one thing about manipulation, what's that? Persuasion, right? And what's the number one thing about persuasion? It's visually what you see, right? And you can manipulate somebody without even opening your mouth. And he coined the term getting chose with your mouth closed in the game, right? It's what you see. Right. It could be somebody next to me with more game than me, more information than me, more know-how than me. But if I'm looking better, if I'm driving to something better, I will get the person's money. I'll get the investor. You know, the gold Rolls Royce has opened more doors than my information. So that's a huge part of it. It's about presentation.
Well, I think that's interesting because, I mean, for me, I think that is I think you just taught two lessons in that at the same time. Right. It's the people that attracted by the presentation. And then it's teaching people how to create a presentation.
Yeah.
Right. For the people that's attracted by the presentation, you know, and as somebody who's been teaching and coaching for a long time, most people don't actually finish your course. Right.
That's 100%.
People want what they see. Right. But they don't always have the mindset to become it.
That's 100%.
But there's a lot of people that are addicted to motivation. You feel me? They want to be around it, but they don't have it in them. So I find it more important that, and this is why I talk about aspiration versus ambition, you know, because aspiration is about what you become. Ambition is about what you get, right? There are certain men that's never going to reach a certain level. And that's just a reality. We can sell them that all day long, but they're not going to reach that level.
Right.
And it's mostly because they don't have the principles to reach that level.
Facts.
You feel me? So, you know, I want to get into more so, you know, your beliefs, because they got two generations here. Right, really three. Y'all like y'all different, all different ages.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's me, him, and him.
So I want to start from the left side, actually, and then kind of go to the right on what do you believe are the principles of manhood? Because the way I look at it is that a lot of men are moved by their emotions. You feel me? And when you don't feel like doing something, you won't do it. So I always say, don't let your mood dictate your moves, right? Because the way that you get past that, it got to be your principles. So your principles say, well, I got to do it regardless of how I feel, right? I got to put food on the table regardless of what's going on with me. That's your principle that's going to guide you, right? So now you're not operating based on your emotions, your insecurities, your fears, your doubts, and your worries. So I want to know what are some of the principles that each one of you all live by, you feel me, as far as that you believe should represent it in young men today.
Well, actually, I'm writing a book right now called Becoming a Classic Man.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book, I talk about the core value system, integrity, respect, honor, dignity, you know, and these core values that you have to have. And I try to reel them in by, you know, giving them something that they do identify with, which Goldie's talked about, which is what you see. Everybody's like, oh, my God, you got a nice suit on. You look great. You know, and that brings the youth in sometimes because they're interested in that. They're interested in music, fashion, and things like that. But before you put on this suit, you have to have the core value system. Without the core values, putting that suit on is a fraud. You see what I'm saying? So I want them to know that, yeah, you get the girl with the suit. You get the job with the suit. But with the core value system, it's going to help it all make sense and help you to sustain who you are as a man. With that integrity, with that respect, you know, and consistency as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was under the belief that your view would take you where your character can go. You could take the Negro out the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out the Negro. We see oftentimes athletes, right? They go into the league and they blow it. You say, how did he do that? What was he thinking about messing with that witch? You know what I'm saying? And losing everything or busting that man in the head with the bottle or riding with his homies with straps. See, you got to have character. And character is principles. Principle, when you establish principles, you got to forever live accordingly. The principles don't change. You know, that's the truth of man, right? So when you think about character, you think about A, B, C, D. You're going to always spell cat, C-A-T and dog, D-O-G. Right? You think of the alphabet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I mean, the numerical system, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Those characters never change. Only time they change when you build, when you take the letter 1 and you go get to 0, 10, then it becomes 10 all the way to a billion. So, you know what I'm saying? Those characters never change. So we got to develop character. We got to be consistent. We got to be men of principles. We got to walk with two tongues, the one in our mouth and the one in our shoe. We got to walk that walk and talk that talk. If you ain't the message that you bring, and the moral science, we say, man, be the message that you bring. Whatever you is, be that. You know what I'm saying? And the truth don't change nor pass away. And we understand without a foe, without an enemy, a soldier never knows his strength. But every day we develop the character. We building the character. So you got to have character. And once you have character, you can go anywhere in the world. And no matter where you go, you take yourself with you. As the sister Maya Angelou liked to say. You know what I'm saying? Wherever you go, take yourself with you. So that's what it is. It's just about being consistent, having character. You know, like I said, your gift will take you. It ain't the gift. It ain't the jewel. It ain't the suit. It's your character. Because your gift will take you where your character can't go. And that's why a lot of people goes back to what you were saying. I'm glad it came back to my memory. I call them self-saboteurs. You know what I'm saying? So what they do, they say they want to get to 100, right, Brother 19 Keys? They get to 99, and what they do? They self-destruct because their comfort zone is 95, 92, 93, and 94. In order to get to that 100, you got to be thinking about 1,000. Mm. I always go on the deal. When I did Boosie deal, Ice-T deal, I always go on the deal. If I want 5,000, I always say I want 100,000. If they give me 50, I'm 45,000 above my ask. You see what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about. It's just being able to have character, understand, having wisdom and knowledge. And you got to study yourself because that's how you build character. You build character from studying self.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you're talking about principles. I don't really think that's the first thing. It sounds good. We like to say everybody should have some principles. But what supersedes principles to me is habits. I don't care what type of principles you have. If you don't have the correct habits, because your habits, that's your subconscious. That's what you're going to run off 85% of the day. It's about, if I'm telling my teaching my son something, of course, we're going to talk about the value, the principles. But what I need him to get right is his habits, right? Because those habits is going to be able to take you wherever you want to go. If you have the right habits, whatever your principles are, you can follow that path. You can follow that blueprint. But most individuals, they don't have the right habits. They don't have the consistency. They don't have the discipline. They don't have the stick-to-itiveness to be able to stick to a plan and stay with it. So without that, it don't matter really what your principles are. I say get your habits in line first, and then we can talk about the principles next.
I disagree.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Agree with that. You know, I believe that we are all creatures of habit. But you can be a dope fiend. That's a habit, too. You can be an alcoholic. That's a habit, too.
I'm talking about good habits.
It don't make a difference. You can pick up bad habits, good habits, but principles is built on what you believe. And that's the same thing that you're saying, young bro. what I'm saying? You got to understand, you know, a lot of times don't speak unless you can increase the silence. If you're decreasing the silence, if you're not speaking from a perspective of intelligence and not looking at the parameters and all aspects of it, you're going to make yourself like a fool.
What's running that dope thing? Is it his principles or his habits?
Crack.
He had, but he has principles. I guarantee you he has good principles, but he doesn't have good habits.
We, sir.
I get what you're saying.
So without all I'm telling
you, all I'm telling you
is I know for a fact what I'm saying is the truth. I'm not just speaking haphazardly. I'm not just saying anything. If I say it's principles, that's my perspective. I know for a fact that it's principles because principles are the things that don't change. You know what I mean? If you got principles, you're not going to smoke dope. If you got principles, you're not going to do certain things. That's what principles is all about, young brother. You know what I'm saying? And I hate to be, you know, the devil advocate, but I have to correct you if I feel that you're misquoting or you taking it down the wrong road.
Nah, principles are important. I was just saying habits are also very important.
But I'm saying everything comes from principle, even habits. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
I'm just interested. I love you, but I got to correct you.
I always listen.
So principle comes from the Latin word principium, meaning foundation.
Yeah.
So it meaning the start, the beginning, right? You can't go anywhere unless you got a good foundation. So if you don't have honor, integrity, respect, things of that nature, then you're not even going to have the integrity to develop good habits in the first place.
But let me ask you this, though. It's a lot of people that you probably know who have had integrity, who had these values and still got on crack and did bad things because they had the wrong habits, though, right?
Yeah, the wrong principles.
No, but their principles were, I have value and integrity.
Listen, nephew.
If your principle is
principles the foundation, they don't change. That's what we're saying.
If you got good principles, you're not going to go down that road in the first place.
So you telling me nobody who's got hooked on drugs
Well, there's no such thing as nobody. You know, that's a false equivalent to have a conversation about. But the reality of it is, you always be guided back to your principles. So if you ever get lost, your principles will bring you back to your foundation of who you are. Because there's many people who smoke some crack, who may have been laced or whatever, but their principles got them out of that because they have a principle of discipline, a principle of honor, right? They have a principle of being healthy. So therefore, it was able to guide them back to their foundation because that's how they know who they are, right? Your principles is who you make you who you are. So you now seem like, man, I got a bad habit. But that's not who I am. Let me get back to my principles. I'm more disciplined in it.
But can't you get back to your habits by developing good get back to your principles by developing good habits that lead you back to those principles?
Yeah, your principles are the ones going to lead you to develop those good habits in the first place.
Yeah. So I'm saying
this is
important.
Why people are ashamed when they do things because you know it goes against your principles.
Yeah.
So now you're like, man, why am I eating so much? Why am I just out here wasting money? Why am I doing these things?
Dope.
And then yo, it's a turnaround for you. Like, you don't feel good. You feel bad about yourself because you know you're going against yourself and your principles of who you are and how you were taught.
Yeah.
Right. So you can develop more principles throughout life.
Yeah.
Right. But the principles will always be that foundation. My pops used to tell me that when I barely went to my pops a lot for advice because he the type that'll show more than he'll ever speak. I got my game from watching him. And then my older brother had me the game, gave me the game on how to move throughout the world. Right. And I remember when I called him about something, he'd be like, man, you a FOI. You know what I mean? And I thought he was being shorthanded with me. But in reality, he was pointing me back to all my principles. You feel me?
Yeah.
The proper handling of people, how to move with honor, integrity and discipline. You feel me? The intellect and how you go about certain situations.
Yeah.
So he was guiding me back to a foundation because I already had it. But I wasn't going back to my principles of who I was. I'm focused on, you know, whatever game that I'm playing at the time.
Yeah.
So when you start somebody off with good principles, you can always remind them of that. So we get lost sometimes on what we need, a reminder of who we are.
Yeah.
You have like, man, wait a minute, man. I know what I'm capable of. I know who I am. So what you're talking about, habits are very important.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That can be part of your principles is develop consistent good habits throughout time.
Right.
Having a foundation of grit, having knowledge of self, which gives you the awareness to develop clear thinking so that you can grow over time.
Yeah.
All of those are necessary, but we never want to get away from principles because the principles is who we actually are.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think maybe, you know, I'm saying habits is just something because that's what I do in my coaching. When I see somebody who's in the wrong position in life, it's not about him talking about what his principles are. They got all on the wrong path, right? They have principles, but they got off the wrong path. And them talking about their principles don't get them back on the right path. It's us getting his habits right. That's what gets him back on the right path, not his principles.
You build it on top of his principles. So if he say, man, one of my principles is discipline, then you can easily hold him accountable to his principles.
But check this out. If principles were that...
Because good habits are discipline, right?
Right, but if his principles were that strong, he would have never got led astray in the first place. And what I'm saying is he's talking about what his principles are. But if his principles was that strong, how did he get led astray in the position that he's in? And what I'm saying is principles are good, but these habits is going to get you back on track.
Well, environment is stronger than nature.
That's a fact. I believe that.
So his teachers are Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So we all lose our way sometimes.
100%.
I'm sure there was many times in life
I lose my way all the time.
You got lost astray.
It's a daily thing.
And then what brings you back to that?
My habits.
Right, but why? What are your habits? That's your discipline.
Discipline, consistency. Yeah, but all of
those are your principles. You see, you get back to the root of who you are. You're not a
listen. Okay, semantics. Semantics.
I hear what you're saying.
I hear what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing
with
it. I'm not saying
disagree.
That's fine. They can disagree. What I'm saying is this, right? And I'm not specifically talking to you. I'm talking to the people out here who would love to just want to talk about principles. That's really what I'm saying.
I don't think anybody just wants
to. No, I do coaching. A lot of people want to talk about who they are. But what I'm saying is it don't matter who you are. If you don't have the habits aligned with who you want to be, it don't matter who you say you are. You can say you're this. You can say you had this type of integrity. Then you find yourself out of order in what you say your principles are. But when you had a correct habits, you can always lead yourself back to who you want to be. So what I'm saying is principles are important, you know, but. Let's talk about the habits because that's what's going to get people back to where they want to be. And then they, you know, they...
No, the principles are the foundation. The habits is what we, like Napoleon Hill said, we are all creatures of habit. But how do habits come? I mean, how you get control of habits? Through the subconscious and the conscious mind.
By repetition. So you know what I'm saying?
So you have to know the principle of how to get good habits. You have to have, like you got discipline. You got to, that could be one of your principles. I got discipline, you know, consistency. Those could be your principles. So all we're saying is that, you know, you're on point. It's a two-part conversation.
Yeah, nah,
you're on point,
from.
But we're on point as well.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not fully disagreeing. I just wanted to say, man, habits, you know, habits are very, very important. Man, I don't care if you got a terrible moral code and your principles are all the way off. If you have the correct habits, your life is going to be in order because those habits is what's going to guide you to where you're going in life. You know, you can say whoever you want to be with your principles, but it's your habits is who you are. Because that's what's going to get you the result.
You can start developing good habits, right? Which is part of a principle. It's a discipline.
Yeah.
It's consistency, right? So, like I said, principle is the foundation. It's the start.
Yeah.
And then from there, when you go to the military, what breaks the psychological bubble for a lot of young men that's living that Peter Pan syndrome? They can't get to their full potential, right? They become a part of something bigger than themselves, right? They are instilled principles, right? When you're young, my principles of hard work, of honesty, of consistency, that's the foundation of your character. That's what make you want to seek to develop habits so that you can be more consistent in who you are. Otherwise, you get led astray. You get lost. And so if somebody coming to you to learn is because they have a principle to where they want to grow. Otherwise, they wouldn't have came to you in the first place. Right? Because their principles wouldn't have led them to want to learn and develop themselves. They would have stayed astray. They would have stayed lost with the rest of the sheep out there. So the foundation of that principle is what gets them. And then you reminded them of who they are and then developing habits towards being that ultimate self. You say you're a God. You say you're a man of principle and things of that nature. Where do you have these habits? Do you wake up every day? Right? And are you consistent with who you are? So now you are able to hold somebody accountable.
Brother 19, you know, I think sometimes the problem is ego, right? And your ego could be your worst amigo. If you ain't humble, you'll crumble, right? Be not puffed up in thy own conceit because it'll blind you from wisdom.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? A lot of times, man, a fool see all things but his own ignorance, you know? And a fool, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when he don't see himself, others see him most plainly. You know what I'm saying? So the objective of the game is to learn the wisdom from the elders and not be puffed up in our own conceit. And don't let our ego be our worst amigo. Because if you ain't humble, you will crumble.
100%. That's a good principle. Humility.
Hey, listen. I'm just having a friendly debate with you saying no, what I'm
not,
saying.
We're not debating.
You know,
we're not debating.
You know, I was just, look, what I was saying was this, because like I said, from my perspective, the people who come to me for coaching thinks they something. They think they have these principles. And what I'm saying is, man, you don't have these principles if you're not acting in accordance with it. These habits are what's going to get you back to where you need to be. You say you're something.
But nephew, Stevie Wonder can't leave Ray Charles nowhere.
But look, this is what I'm saying. This sounds
like you're trying to get people to live according to their principles and hold them accountable to it.
Okay, so maybe I'm going about it in a roundabout way, but a lot of people think that talking about their principles is enough. And what I say is these habits is going to determine what your principles actually are.
100%. I believe consistency
is
key. 100%. But there's no reason to argue the foundation.
Okay, we can say principles is first, but habits are very important.
Well, that's what it means.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's what it means. You know, that's the whole point of saying it. So I understand from your perspective, because it's how you teach. We all at different levels in our journey, right? And I think, you know, with growth, the point of it, my brother, Dr. Wesley, have a good breakdown. It's called Black God Protocol. Black God Protocol is that each one of us have something that the next person don't have, right? You have a gift that I don't have. Ken has a gift that I don't have. The brother has a gift that I don't have. I have gifts that you don't have. Things that you can do better than me, things that I can do better than you. And so therefore, we bow down to each other's greatness. That's how the black gods are able to work together, right? And so once we operate in that, then we can grow from each other.
Absolutely.
There's core needs that each one of us have that needs to be fulfilled and met, right? Everything from growth, contribution, community, love. And so when one of those needs aren't met, we need one more than the other. The correct order of that is growth, contribution, community, right? Why? Because if you're growing, then you're developing your skills. You constantly learning so that you can get better and better and better at life. And then you use what you know to add to community, right? So that you can contribute so that you gain your significance. Most people have significance at the top. So therefore, if you got significance at the top, then you can't collaborate because you need to be better than everybody else, right? Instead, you have to focus on growth so that we all just sitting amongst each other.
And that was my premise. When you first said, I said, I'm passing the baton to young people. I'm not passing it to the competitor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want competition. I want collaboration over competition.
Yes, sir.
If we can't collaborate, then we can't demonstrate.
No, that's
you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not going to bring anybody nowhere to debate with me because I'm king too. You know what I'm saying? I love myself too. And anytime somebody attacked me, I'm going to attack back. I don't care if it's Minister Farrakhan, if it's T.D. Jakes, if it's 19 Keith, I'm going to speak on what I believe on. But at the same time, Minister Farrakhan, 19 Keys, Goldie, I put y'all here first. You know, I put everybody on the pedestal, and I just want the same respect. That's all.
And I'll speak to that, too, because principles are very important. That's not what I was trying to get away from, because, you know, if you don't have the right principles, then you'll go for anything. So, you know, I got to agree. Principles are important. That's not what I was arguing, though. But, yeah.
Yeah, I understand. You have a certain teaching style, man. They say wisdom for the old man and war for the young one. You feel me? You're supposed to have that aggressiveness. I understand that for sure. How old are you?
33.
I understand you're in your Jesus year.
You know.
You know it.
I say it every time.
I'm in my Moses year. I'm a killer man with my bare hands.
But that's the beauty of it, man. You know, we all sit from different standpoints and perspectives. And the reason I say I don't debate is because winning the debate don't actually mean you're right.
Right. That's 100%.
So I've learned that at an early age, I used to see the conscious community debate a lot. Right. Then there was somebody else got another perspective. I couldn't tell who was right. Right. But we can both be locked up in a dark room for 24 hours and we can debate about what time it is on the outside, whether the sun is out or whether it's nighttime. But neither one of us really know. Right. But we sitting there and I can convince you that I was right. Doesn't mean I'm actually right. Right. So debating is more of an egoish thing than it is about the truth. And I'm a truth seeker. So at the end of the day, when I converse with people, we start with the foundation of what that truth is. So if we would have started this conversation off of, this is what principle means, right? So now we're operating from the same spectrum of thought to understand this baseline of words and how we're using it in this conversation. Then we cipher, and in a cipher, we're building with each other. So if you notice, if you go look at any high-level conversations, I never debate and go back and forth with anybody. Even they have a completely difference of opinion, 1,000%. Because the point is not my being right, because I could be right and still be wrong.
Right.
Right? Socrates was good as that. He had that ability of inquiry. He could make a man that was completely knowledgeable in the subject feel like a fool. because he knew the art of deception. He knew how to manipulate minds. He was actually killed for it. He refused to apologize, right, all up to the end of his life. But the goal of these high levels is to show that discipline. It's to show that intellect. It's to show that building of that back and forth. As Black men, you know, we talking about pimping and we talking about
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links.